Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet Mishnah Zayin. We'll still talk about this case where somebody stole an item, denied it, and then later it was found out that they did what they have to, what happens to them is they have to add a homesh, they add 1/5 to it as a penalty. They have to return it to the owner, and then they have to bring a korban asham. We'll continue with other details of this case. Mishnah says, Natan lo et hakeren v'nishbat lo al hahomesh. Let's say the thief paid back the owner the principal, but he never paid back the homesh, the penalty. And then when he was pressed for the payment, he lied and he swore that he also paid back that homesh. And it was later on found out that he lied about that as well, and therefore he has a new avera with it. So we say, hadeze mishalem homesh ala homesh. What he has to do is he has to add a 1/5 to that 1/5 that was a penalty. So let's just play this out. Let's say he stole $80 from somebody, and it was found out that he lied when he claimed he never stole it. So he has to add 1/5 to that. The 1/5 amount would be $20 in this case. It's not really 1/5 as in 20%, 1/5 of the total amount when you add them both together. So it's $20. He has to add to that. Now he paid back the 80 and he still owes the 20, but then he claimed he paid back that 20, but it was found that it was a lie. So he has to add the homesh onto the homesh. He has to add the 1/5 amount onto that homesh, which is $5, has to be added to the 20 because he lied. So he adds both of these and he has an outstanding balance of $25. Let's say he lies now as well and he pays back 20 of that amount and he still has that homesh of the homesh outstanding, the $5, and he lies about that. He says, oh, I paid that back as well. What we do is we add, again, a homesh to the homesh of the homesh. And we say he has to add around $1.25 to that $5 outstanding balance because of his continuous lies until the, you continue the cycle, ad shiyitma'et hakeren pachot mishaveh piruta. And you continue the cycle of continuing to add the additional fifth if he continues to swear falsely until the last fifth that you would add would be less than a shaveh piruta. It keeps on going down in amount because you keep on, he keeps on lying about a smaller number. So until that last number that you would have added is less than shaveh piruta, then you would not add anything in that case. Vechen bepikadon, same law applies to a deposit. If somebody gave his friend a item to watch for him, it should be safeguarded, and he never returned it, and he swore falsely that he did return it or that he never received the obligation to watch. We say all of the laws of a thief apply to this person as well. The same laws of a thief of somebody who swore falsely and then confessed later on, Shine'emad, like the Pasuk says, Bepikadon or Betsumet Yad, if a person lies regarding a deposit or regarding a loan, or Begazel, or robbery, or Ashaket Amito, or he cheated his friend, or Matza Aveda Vechiheshba, or he found a lost item and he denied that he found it, Vinishba Al Shaked, and he swore falsely. In all these cases, Hadeze Meshalem Kerin, Behomesh Ve'asham. In all these cases, he has to, the person who stole, who's a thief, he has to pay the principal, and he has to add a fifth to it, then he has to bring a Korban Asham afterwards in order to fully receive Teshuvah. The obligation to add the Homesh and to bring a Asham offering only apply when certain conditions are met. Hechan pikdoni. If one person says to the other, where's the deposit that I gave you to safeguard? Amar lo avad. And he says it was lost. In this case, he wouldn't be obligated to return it or to pay its value. We're talking about a shomer hinam who would be exempt for a aveda, for an item that was lost, unless he was negligent in the matter. Mashbi'achani. And then the owner tells him, I want to make you swear that it's really lost. Ve'amar amen. And he told him, yes. He said, amen. Which is like that he was making the swear himself. The other person said, I'm going to make you swear. And he said, amen, I swear, basically. Ve'ha'edim me'edim oto she'achalo. And then afterwards, witnesses say that he kept the item for himself, or he consumed that item. And therefore we find that his amen was false. We say, meshalem keren. He only has to pay the principal. Hoda me'atzmo, meshalem keren ve'homesh ve'asham. But if he later confesses on his own, in that case, he has to pay the principal and the fifth amount and bring the korban asham. What we're saying here basically is, the only time where the thief has to add the homesh And also the Korban Asham is where he confesses, not where other people find out and report him, but here we're saying if he confesses to it, that's the time where he has to add the Homesh and also bring the Korban Asham. Even though in this case he seemingly, he's doing the right thing. He's the one admitting it. So why is he adding? And that's what he says. That's the only way he receives the full teshuvah. That's how we learn it out from the Pesukim.